Last winter, my neighbor Mary, who had been one of my dearest friends for almost 30 years, died. She had been more of a mother to me than I'd ever known, and the one person Russ and I knew we could call at 2 a.m. to watch our kids when he had to rush me to the hospital in one emergency. Mary was my best critic, listening to or reading radio scripts, magazine articles, and book manuscripts. Her enthusiastic laughter always let me know if something worked the way I'd hoped. Even now, when anything funny happens or anything sad, I want to call her on the phone. The sudden realization that I can't still hurts. When I wrote my April Fool's Day program in 1988 about the John Chicken Fat Sled Bird Race, I needed a voice for Jamie Honker, the top woman sled bird racer in America. Mary Tonkin was ready, willing, and most able. I'm replaying that program today in honor of her. I'm standing here at the finish line of the John Chicken Fat Sled Bird Race in Duluth. As you know, this annual race pits homing pigeon teams against each other in a brutal test of endurance and teamwork as each team pulls a miniature sleigh through the sky from Grand Marais to the finish line at Hawk Ridge Nature Reserve. This year's contestants include the odds-on favorite, the top woman sled bird racer in North America, straight from the Alaskan Eye Chicken Rod, Jamie Honker. Jamie, a lot of the top contenders in years past have been female. Can you tell me why women do so well in this sport?
Well, part of it is that we coo in the same pitch range of pigeons. At the end of a long race, our birds hear us better.
So you're saying the female voice is the key?
Well, it's definitely an advantage. You know, the pejorative terms chick and bird, referring to females, originated from ancient sled bird races. And then we women have one other trick up our sleeve. We knit little booties for the men's birds. Some of them spend their whole layover time trying to keep the booties on their pigeons' feet.
Now, Jamie, what's the toughest stretch on today's race going to be?
Oh, the Hardee's Restaurant in Two Harbors. By the time the birds get that far, they're ready to take a break. A lot of them stop there for French fries.
Well, we'll be sure to watch for that today. Thank you, Jamie, and good luck.
Thanks, Laura.
One of this year's novice contenders is Jim Baker.
That's Baker with one K.
Yes, Jim Baker from Baker's Blue Jay Barn.
Up the shore a ways.
Jim, your team totally breaks with the convention of using pigeons in this race. Can you tell me why you decided to fly blue jays instead?
Well, obviously because blue jays are superior to any other kind of bird in the universe. Also, I think it's important to have a Native American bird represented. Pigeons are just immigrants from Europe, you know.
Jim, how do you feel about the port-wing blue jay haters organizing a picket line today?
When my team comes in first, these protesters will look pretty stupid. And it's good publicity for my feed store, Baker's Blue Jay Barn, up the shore a ways.
Thanks, Jim. Now I'd like to have a few words with this year's youngest contender in the John Chicken Fat Sled Bird Race, 6-year-old Joey Erickson. Joey, how's the race going for your team?
Great, Mom.
Joey, it seems like April's an odd month to run a sled race. Why isn't this race run in winter when there's sure to be a lot of snow?
Well, Mom, sled birds are different than sled dogs. They pull their sleds up in the sky. They don't need any snow.
Oh, I get it. Thanks, Joey. Now the latest radio reports show the first racers have cleared the Two Harbors restaurant trap and should be heading into town in a few minutes. Before they come in, here's a word from our sponsor, Earth Angel Bird Emporium, helping you to attract upscale, trendy birds to your home.
Hello, I'm Earth Angel. I started out as an interior decorator in Minneapolis, but after an unhappy love affair, I escaped to the woods for a time of meditation. All I took were the clothes on my back and my Clairol electric hair rollers. The first thing I discovered was that there are no electric outlets in the woods. The second thing I discovered was that the average member of the National Audubon Society earns over $25,000 a year, loves to travel, is well-educated, and keeps his binoculars focused on feathered chicks only. It's easy to attract a man like this. All you need is a rare bird at your feeder. So stop by Earth Angel Bird Emporium today and bring the bluebird of happiness to your home.
We're
We're back at the finish line of the John Chicken Fat Sled Bird Race. It sounds like we're going to have an upset this year. According to our shortwave radio report, Jamie's team did clear the restaurant trap, but suddenly dropped down and is now feeding on something on the ground near the French River. Jamie, do you have any comment?
I don't know, Laura. My staff says it looks like somebody dropped a ton of Baker's Blue Jay blend on the ground there. Looks mighty suspicious to me.
Wait, look, off in the distance I can just barely see the first teams coming in.
Here comes my team.
And here come the Jays.
Yo, Jays.
Both Joey's and Baker's teams are finishing strong. Wait, what's that? A peregrine falcon. It's buzzing Joey's team. It missed, but it looks like the leads are all tangled. The birds are trying to get back in position. No, they're dropping. Looks like they're all okay, though. Yeah, Joey's flashing the thumbs up, but they'll lose a full minute as he straightens out the traces. Meanwhile, here come the Jays, straight into Jim Baker, the winner of this year's John Chicken Fat Sled Bird Race. Jim, how about that dramatic finish?
I told the organizers that Hawks Ridge was a stupid place to end a race. I'm just glad it worked out in my favor.
Jim, do you have any comment about allegations that Baker's Blue Jay blend was used to lure Jamie's team down?
No way does Baker's Blue Jay blend attract pigeons and other vermin. It's guaranteed.
Thanks, Jim. That about wraps up this year's coverage of the John Chicken Fat Sled Bird Race. For KUMD Radio, this is Laura Erickson, and this April Fool's Day program has been For the Birds.